few days removed from whatever it was that was the Mike Tyson Jake Paul fight, everybody still has a different opinion about whether or not it was fixed, whether or not Tyson was holding back, whether it was Paul holding back. What is the deal with Mike Tyson walking around in his jock strap?
Yeah. So everybody got to see his butt. So
What was probably one of the funniest things I have seen in the longest time was Mike Tyson being interviewed by a young girl. Oh, she's adorable, too. She's got her microphone in her hand. She's got this great question ready. She's poised. She's got charisma.
She's a 14-year-old reporter, actress out of Brooklyn, New York. Her name is Jazzy. By the way, she's got over 1.5 million followers on her TikTok page, and she loves doing interviews.
Now, you may have heard about this already. She's got a good interview question ready for Mike Tyson. Mike Tyson apparently forgets he's talking to a 14-year-old child.
What type of legacy would you like to leave behind when it's all said and done?
Well, I don't know. I don't believe in the word legacy. I just think that's another word for ego. That's just some word everybody grabbed onto. Now it's used every 5 seconds. It means absolutely nothing to me. I'm just passing through. I'm going to die, and it's going to be over. Who cares about legacy after that? What a big ego. So I'm going to die. I want people to think that I'm this. I'm great. No, we're nothing. We're just dead. We're dust. We're absolutely nothing. Our legacy is nothing.
Well, thank you so much for sharing that. That is something that I have not heard before, someone say that as an answer.
Can you really imagine somebody say, I want my legacy to be this way when you're dead? You think somebody really wants to think about you? I want people to think about me when I'm gone. Who the f*** cares about me when I'm gone?
Okay, again, Mr. Tyson, thank you so much.
You know, here's the thing. She handled it really well, and she
handled it amazingly well.
She's a very, very smart 14-year-old girl, and she's got some good interviews under her belt, by the way. She has interviewed Chris Evans, yes, Captain America. She's interviewed The Rock. She's interviewed Shaquille O'Neal. She's interviewed Rihanna, WWE stars. Clearly, she was ready to take on an answer like that.
Do you think it's possible that Mike just didn't realize he was talking to somebody that was that young, or probably more realistically, just didn't care? Like Tam and I last month, we had the opportunity to go talk to a middle school. Can you imagine? These kids were that age.
Yeah.
Can you imagine we get up, hey kids, John and Tammy, good luck in your future. Some words of advice before you step onto the path. I'm going to tell you right now, don't try.
Okay.
Life's going to slap you in the face constantly. And there's no legacy. You're just going to die and be dust. Have a good day. Enjoy lunch.
That's not what he was saying is, who cares about me when I'm dead? I'm dead. And he was talking about ego. But yes, and here's the thing. She was also interviewing him in his world. He didn't come to her school and talk like that.
Who thought this might be a good thing?
Are we not talking about it right now?
Oh, Did you not die laughing? I think it's the best thing ever.
I think she's just fine.
Whoever got Tyson to agree to this interview, they couldn't have thought.
I want my legacy to be this way when you're dead. You think somebody really wants to think about you? I want people to think about me when I'm gone. Who the cares about me when I'm gone?
Well, everybody does die.
He's right. Have a good day. 14-year-old with your entire future ahead of you. Oh, I can't stop listening to that. I cannot stop laughing at that. That's so, so great. Coming up next in Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge, is Twitter going away? Oh, man, we should be so lucky. It's coming up with John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Woo!
Let's go to Escondido. Say good morning to Jen. Hey, Jen.
Hi.
Hey, would you do me a favor and kick Tammy out of our studio?
Sure. Tammy, skedaddle.
All right, good luck.
Skedaddle. I haven't heard a good skedaddle for a while. Tammy, would you find out the origin of the word skedaddle while you're out having a cup of coffee?
Okay,
thank you. Jen, I've got five pop culture. What was that?
Thanks for giving me home.
You bet. Jen, I've got five pop culture questions for you. You get more right than Tam. You get $100 thanks to a Garage Door and Gate Store, Main Street and Lakeside, for custom gates and garage doors at garagedoorandgatestore.com. I want to remind you, Jen, all ties are going to go to Tammy, okay?
Okay.
Happy birthday to Owen Wilson, who co-starred with Vince Vaughn in this movie about two dudes that crash weddings. What is it?
Wedding Crashers.
The U.S. Postal Service announced a Betty White postage stamp is coming next year. Betty played Rose on this legendary sitcom about four mature women living together in Miami. What was it called?
Golden Girls.
Millions of people are jumping to Blueski, a Twitter alternative that supposedly lacks Twitter's toxicity. Millions of people, including celebrities and journalists, have made the switch. Twitter changed its name recently. What's it called now?
X.
Jaleel White says that by season 8 of the show he starred in, producers took away Urkel's suspenders and tight high-waisted pants because they didn't want to hide Jaleel's body. What was the show that Urkel was the star of?
Oh, I can picture it. Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
And finally, a new Popeye horror movie is on the way with an evil Popeye menacing a bunch of counselors trying to open a summer camp. Back in the day, a live-action Popeye movie was made with an up-and-coming comedian-slash-actor starring as Popeye. This actor would go on to become an Oscar winner, a multiple Oscar nominee, and one of the most beloved actors in American history. Who is he?
I don't know. Adam Sandler.
Okay, let's get Tam back in. So, Jen, what's happening with you today?
Oh, I'm just getting ready to go for a walk outside and then go to work.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. What kind of walk are we talking? We're talking a long distance, just a little something to get you waking up?
just a neighborhood, one mile.
Oh, okay. Very nice. A little pick-me-up to get your day going. Good for you.
Yeah.
Jen did 3 out of 5, Tim.
Nice job, Jen. And I have my homework. The word skedaddle.
Oh, you actually did look it up.
I did.
Of course you did.
You asked me to.
I know. Thank you for listening.
Originated from the British dialect word skaddle, which means to run away in fear or to be a skittish animal. First used by the Union troops during the Civil War to describe the Confederate retreating.
Wow.
Now it means a hasty departure.
Jen, I feel smarter for having that conversation, don't you?
Yeah, me too.
Someone somewhere is going to use that word today.
Tammy, happy birthday to Owen Wilson, who co-starred with Vince Vaughn in this movie about two dudes that crash weddings. What's it called?
Wedding Crashers.
Okay, they get harder. 1-to-1. The U.S. Postal Service announced a Betty White stamp is coming this year. Betty played Rose on this legendary sitcom about four mature women living together in Miami. What was it called?
Golden Girls.
Jen knew that, too. It's 2-2. Millions of people are jumping to Blueski, a Twitter alternative that supposedly lacks Twitter's...
Is it Blue Sky?
Oh, it is Blue Sky. Ah! Blueski sounded fun.
Yeah,
that's why I thought.
Yeah.
It's Blue Sky. I apologize. A Twitter alternative that supposedly lacks Twitter's toxicity. I'm such a moron. Twitter changed its name recently. What's it called now?
X.
Yeah, don't take my word for it.
Yeah.
I've been calling it Roman numeral 10 the whole time. Blueski. Oh,
sorry,
man, thank you for that.
It could be either way, but
no,
I think
no,
it's
it can't. It's clearly blue sky. I'm looking at it right now. The SKY is there.
It's the Polish part of you. That's
yeah,
why you said
oh
it that
way. Oh, my gosh. Mm-hmm. All right, it's 3-3. Jaleel White says that by season 8 of the show he starred in, producers took away Steve Urkel's suspenders and tight high-waisted pants because they didn't hide Jaleel's body. Let's put it that way. What was the show that Urkel was the star of?
Family Matters.
Family Matters. Jen just could not come up with it. 4-3, Tammy. And finally, Tammy, a new Popeye horror movie is on the way.
Oh.
With an evil Popeye menacing a bunch of counselors trying to open a summer camp. Back in the day, a live-action Popeye movie was made with an up-and-coming comedic actor starring as Popeye, who would go on to become an Oscar winner, a multiple Oscar nominee, and one of the most beloved actors in American history. Who is he?
Robin Williams.
Robin Williams as Popeye. All right, well, anyway, Jen, today Tammy beats you by a clean sweep, 5-3, so you're not going to get any of her money, but we're pretty sure you're going to like the prize that you do get.
You are going to see Kane Brown at Pechanga Arena on March 13th.
Awesome. I love Kane Brown.
All right, Jen. Well, enjoy that. Say hello to him for us. Before you leave, we do have this for you to say.
Hi, I'm Jen in Escondido, and I flunked out of Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Is it your tradition over Thanksgiving to stop what you're doing before you eat and go to your room and change into nice clothes for dinner? Why do we do that? 833-287-1037. Josh in Lakeside, do you dress up for Thanksgiving dinner?
So it's actually funny you should ask that. Probably 5 years ago, we get semi-formal for it. Then one year, my daughter, for Father's Day, got me this shirt because I go to the gym a lot. It says, my favorite leg day, and it has a picture of a turkey for Thanksgiving. So I wear that every Thanksgiving now.
So now that changed the tradition.
Absolutely.
First of all, Josh, that's a great reason to change the tradition. I mean, come on. You got to wear something that your daughter buys for you, especially if it's Thanksgiving related.
And it's adorable.
Now, don't get me wrong. I get you know, when you're together as a family, mm-hmm. that, you know, you want to make it more of a traditional thing. You want to make it special. Maybe this is when you get your Christmas card picture taken. You know, you take advantage of all being together, you get dressed mm-hmm. up. But when you really think about it, why? You're working in the kitchen all day. You got food on you. You know, you're just going to get more food on you when you eat.
How are you eating?
Well, because I don't bother with my hands. You understand. If you're going to be a spiller anyway, don't you want to have clothes that you don't care get spilled on?
My point is this.
We work all day in my family, mm-hmm. and then we all stop what we're doing mm-hmm. and go get dressed up for Thanksgiving dinner, only as soon as Thanksgiving dinner is over, run back, mm-hmm. change in your sweats, and start cleaning up. We're dressed up for like an hour.
So, I mean, when my kids were little and we would pack all five of them in the car and make that 2-hour drive to Kenosha to visit family that probably only saw each other once or twice a year. And you did it because the grandparents wanted that. They wanted everybody dressed up, looking nice. You know, I mean, I get that. We did the same thing when I was a kid. Although, with Thanksgiving, you definitely had to change because all the adult men were out deer hunting and then they would come home in their hunting clothes.
Very
and they
Wisconsin.
Definitely, my grandmother would have never allowed anybody to sit down in their hunting flannels to eat Thanksgiving dinner. Forget that. But I understand what you're saying, but sometimes it's just a tradition, and especially older people feel it's respectful, you know, to dress up nicely. Producer Jessica,
I never understood that respectful. I remember my dad used to get so mad when he saw someone at church and he disapproved of what they were wearing. You know, they had ripped jeans or something. It's so disrespectful. To who?
Okay.
They're here.
Do you not have a fit when you see someone in the grocery store in their pajama pants?
That's different. Jessica. Are you a family of dresser-uppers for Thanksgiving dinner, or are you guys cash?
We're barely get out of your pajamas, people. We're all about just being comfortable and watching football. We get dressed up to go to the theater, and that's about it. Other than that, we are not a dress-up family for anything.
John, I know a lot of it from your life probably stems from church and probably your grandmother's. You know, I mean, I get that.
I always had to get dressed up for things. Companies coming over, go comb your hair, go put on a clean shirt, put on some pants.
You didn't want to look like a ragamuffin. My mom would say, that's what my mom would always say.
But then dad would go on and say, I'm second thought to stay in your room. Just stay up there.
Do you have the tradition of getting dressed up? Do you want to change it? Or do you like it? What's your reason? 833-287-1037.
Again, I don't mind it. I just kind of, why do we do it? Mm-hmm. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON in San Marcos, getting dressed up for Thanksgiving dinner. Yay or nay?
Yay. I'm not going to cook all day in my nice clothes, so when we go to eat dinner, I want to make sure my outfits are nice for Thanksgiving, for pictures.
So you guys do big family pictures then, too. I understand that for sure.
Halea, how quickly after dinner is over do you get back into the sweats?
No, not until bedtime.
Oh, so you keep the fancy clothes on all day till you're done?
Absolutely.
All right, there you go. Perfect. Thank you. I understand the tradition of it. Nobody gets that more than I do. I love that,
mm-hmm.
which is why I will be dressed up for Thanksgiving dinner, even though I'm like, why do we do this?
Man, and then as soon as you can, you'll remove nice clothes.
The loosest pair of sweats you've ever seen.
Shannon in Oceanside, your take on whether you dress up or not for Thanksgiving dinner.
Just despite John, I'm going to be wearing my Freddy jersey on Thanksgiving.
You are just poking the bear.
I don't think you should have to dress up. I think you should be able to be relaxed in what you want to wear. I just like to tease John.
We'll always take teasing John. That's totally fine.
I'm not biting.
Not biting.
I'm too good of a mood thinking about Thanksgiving. And I know you met Freddy Krueger, not the other Freddy from the Dodgers, so I don't care. So odd that you've got a Freddy Krueger jersey. Who has that, by the way? All right.
I love you, John.
Stacy and Claremont, are you the family that gets really dressed up for Thanksgiving dinner, or are you more the comfy family?
Medium. I don't like get real fancy, but, you know, I do dress, and I do it for myself because, you know, all the time I'm just casual and I just like to dress up every once in a while, and that's a good excuse.
Sure, it's an event.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
That's a really good point. I'm not really the best dressed guy at the office. The second I get home, I put on my shabbier clothes.
Yeah, me too.
And I like getting dressed up. Sure. I like my dress-up clothes. I'm not really even complaining. I'm just kind of asking, why do we do this if we're just going to either get them spilled on or just take them off as soon as we're done anyway?
I just like to fix the hair, put the extra makeup on, and just, you know, for myself, make you look better.
That's
you
awesome. Bet. Have a wonderful Thanksgiving. I'm sure you're going to look beautiful.
Thanks. You do the same.
Thank you.
This Friday, it's our last food fund of the November season. We'll be at Fraser Farms in Vista. And Vista, if you're going to be like Oceanside or like La Mesa the week before, mm-hmm. you got a lot of work to do, but in a great way.
Absolutely. So we're asking you to bring your non-perishable food items for the San Diego Food Bank. They feed hundreds of thousands of people a year, people you probably know, and the elderly, the working poor, and even our military families. So whatever you can do to help out, it's much appreciated. Not that we have to bribe you, but someone will be walking away with a pair of Stagecoach passes, and you can also register to win KSON Country Fest tickets.
I want to thank the Oceanside Police Department, who were so kind and accommodating to us as, I guess, our co-presenters at John and Tammy's Food Fund. They mm-hmm. had a table right next to us. It was yeah. really cool.
Well, because they're looking to hire. And by the way, there's no age restriction on that. A lot of agencies have one and they don't. So yeah. if that's something you've been thinking as a second career, Oceanside might be the place for you.
I'm not sure I appreciated how they told me that there was no age limit.
Oh.
Like, you know, you're never too old.
That's totally true.
Really? Yeah, okay, because I kind of think you think I am too old.
We had so much fun on Friday. It was so great to see people that we've known a long time who will always come out. It's also great to meet new faces as well. Plus, it was the return of local musician Davey Rocket and John doing Show Us Your Cans Part 2.
It's another year, and that means another chance to support our hungry neighbors. We're talking about the working poor, the elderly, military families, and more. And now is the time to gather together, to do what you can, because it's still so important to...
Show us your cans again. Show up again. And show us your cans and your boxes, gentlemen and foxes. Mac and cheese would please.
Achoo!
Your sneezes are obnoxious. Fraser Farms, it's that time again, but this time in Oceanside, tell your friend. We need to see that meat in cans. If it's fresh, no ma'am, your albacore and your sardines and spam. Fraser Farms is the place, but
Oceanside this time, not La Mesa.
Come on, yeah. If you can smell the ocean, you're on the right track. If you're in traffic on the 8, my friend, I'm sorry, but it's time to turn back.
Woo! Show Us Your Cans Part 2! It was so great seeing Davey Rocket mm-hmm. back out after a horrible paragliding accident. He was able to crutch his way out and get all the sympathy from the ladies.
Okay,
and,
he didn't do any of that.
I just
come on.
Love that kid, man. That grown man, I should
yes.
say.
It was really good, and he was so positive because he's like, I had my final surgery, now I just got to heal this up, and I'm good to go. It was good to see. This Friday, Fraser Farms in Vista. Bring your non-perishable food donations for the San Diego Food Bank, and you also have a chance to win tickets for KSON's Country Fest and Stagecoach.
Yeah, we know we don't need to bribe you to do something right, but you know what? It doesn't hurt, so why not? Why not get a little something for you while you're making your non-perishable food donations to the San Diego Food Bank? Protein is king. Pastas. Remember, diapers and formula, too. Huge. Please go to KSON.com for more directions, and we'll see you at Fraser Farms in Vista this Friday, 6 to 9.
Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Woo!
Heading out to Vista. Say good morning to Colin. What's going down, Colin?
Oh, you know, just hanging out.
Hey, by the way, speaking of hanging out, Tam and I will be hanging out at the Fraser Farms in Vista this Friday for our last food fund of the season. Love to see you out there. We're giving away Stagecoach tickets, Country Fest tickets, and getting donations for the San Diego Food Bank. Fraser Farms in Vista, 6 to 9.
Awesome. I know exactly where that is.
Right. Perfect.
Well, then we will see you there, Colin. In the meantime, please kick Tammy out of our studio.
Please leave the studio, Tammy.
All right. Good luck, honey.
All right, Colin, I got 5 pop culture questions for you. You get more right than Tam, you're going to get $100 thanks to a Garage Door and Gate Store. Main Street and Lakeside for custom gates and garage doors. A Garage Door and Gate Store.com. Also want to remind you that all ties go to Tammy, okay?
Okay.
All right, Colin. Owen Wilson had a birthday yesterday. He played Lightning McQueen in what Disney Pixar movie?
Cars.
Speaking of that, what is Lightning McQueen's catchphrase?
Ka-chow.
People magazine named Stagecoach headliner Luke Combs the sexiest 34-year-old alive. Within two and without going over. How many number one songs does Luke Combs have?
Oh, man. Let's go eight.
Yesterday was Apple Cider Day. What state produces the most apples, also known as the Evergreen State?
Vermont.
And finally, ultimateclassicrock.com ranked the top glam metal songs of all time. Number one on the list is Photograph by Def Leppard, followed by Kickstart My Heart by what band?
Oh, that movie from the Dirt. Oh, no.
Yeah, you got that.
The main guitar is Dickie Stick. Oh, no. I can't think of it at the moment.
You can't be naming the members of the band and not know the band's name. Come on, Colin. I got you on this. Let's go. Oh, you're going to kick yourself, bro.
All right. Bad.
I got to get Timmy back in here now, so I'm sorry. You're going to kick yourself, bro. Colin, what you got going on today besides kicking yourself later?
Oh, wow.
Be playing pickleball later today.
Oh, nice.
All right. Good for you, man. Timmy, Colin did two out of five today.
Okay.
Owen Wilson had a birthday yesterday. He played Lightning McQueen in what Disney Pixar movie?
Cars.
Cars is right. Colin knew that. 1-1. What is Lightning McQueen's catchphrase?
Oh. Oh, my gosh.
Wow. I'm sorry. Did you make a vroom vroom noise as his catchphrase? That's great. Hey, Colin, would you tell Tammy what his catchphrase is?
Ka-chow.
Ka-chow.
Ka-chow. Oh,
gotcha.
All right. Not room.
No, it's room.
2-1 Colin is what it is. People magazine named Stagecoach headliner Luke Combs the sexiest 34-year-old alive. Okay, Luke. Within two and without going over, how many number one songs does Luke Combs have?
Six.
Try adding 10.
Wow.
In a very short amount of time, Luke Combs already has 16 number one songs.
Good for him.
Colin didn't know it either, so it's still, wow. Look at that, 2-1 Colin. Mm-hmm. Timmy, yesterday was Apple Cider Day. What state produces the most apples, also known as the Evergreen State?
Washington.
Washington is the Evergreen State. Colin didn't know, so now it's 2-2, Tammy. And finally, Tammy, ultimateclassicrock.com has ranked the top glam metal songs of all time. So, number one, Photograph by Def Leppard, followed by Kickstart My Heart by what band? Say it gently, because Colin's going to be angry with himself.
Is that Motley Crue?
Dang it. Oh, my God.
Colin was telling me the founding members,
yes.
The name of the book / autobiographical movie. Remember Motley Crue. I'm so sorry,
Colin.
We
still would have tied, you know, so there you go, Colin. It's all right. Tied,
gotcha. So today, Colin, Timmy beat you by a score of 3-2. You're not going to get any of her money, but we're going to hook you up with a pretty cool prize.
You are going to see Kane Brown. He's coming to Pechanga Arena on March 13th.
Woo-hoo! Awesome, thank you.
All right, Colin, enjoy that, pal. Before you leave, I do need to have you say this.
Hi, I'm Colin Vista, and I flunked out of Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
My mom, fresh off a heated battle with my daughter, Abby, in our family fantasy football league this week. Don't tell my family, but I think my daughter is my mom's favorite grandchild, Abby.
Which you have two daughters.
Yeah. Abby.
Okay.
Don't tell anybody else that. Hi, Mom.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing well. Can you confirm or deny that Abby's your favorite grandchild?
Never. Are you kidding me? People listen to this.
Oh, that's right.
That. She's my favorite first grandchild, though.
Very diplomatic, as she was your opponent this past weekend in our family fantasy football league. So,
Ball Talk.
With John's mom, Bonnie.
Mom, I'm sorry. I'm not doing this for a bit. I'm not doing this for shtick. I had no idea whether you won or lost. I haven't really checked.
You haven't checked what?
Ever since my Chicago Bears did what they did on Sunday, about to beat the Green Bay Packers, Tammy's favorite team of all time, for the first time in like 10 years, only at the last second to have their field goal blocked, losing again, crushing my dreams again.
Watch that game. I felt so bad for them. I really did.
I watched the game. People were with me. They're like, it's going to happen. They're finally going to win. I said, please, shut up. And, of course, the Bears do what they always do. I didn't say a word. I got up and I got in the shower. I had to wash the pain and I had to wash the shame off my body. It was, everyone's like, where's John? John just went in the shower. Didn't say a word.
Oh, my God. It was awful.
So did you win or lose, Ma?
What do you think?
Well, in that case, I can't wait to see you this week for Thanksgiving. I'm sorry, next week. Why do I think Thanksgiving is this Thursday? I got a whole other week yet to go.
Yes,
I'm so excited to see you and watch football in person with you.
What did you think about the Buffalo Bills?
Okay, I mean, the Buffalo Bills played the Chiefs. They knocked the Kansas City Chiefs out of the undefeated ranks. No, but I like how I'm like, I can't wait to see you next week.
Yeah.
I love you, Mom. How about the Bills game?
This show is about football.
I'm sorry.
She's keeping it professional.
She's producing
John.
The segment now. Come on.
I am. No, I can't wait. It'll be so fun seeing everybody for Thanksgiving. It'll be wonderful.
And I'm not sure if this is a good thing or not, but I'm pretty sure our woeful Chicago Bears play on Thanksgiving Day.
Yes, Detroit.
Oh, yes. Good God.
Oh. I'm sorry.
We're going to get destroyed. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. You just have to laugh. Mm-hmm. Mom, I can't wait to see you. I'm in such a good mood about that.
I know. It'll be fun.
As long as I have you on, it's a very special day in my family. My father's birthday is today. My mom is going to be going to Mass for my dad's birthday. Was there a special Mass for Dad's birthday, Mom? Or?
No. But they remembered him in prayers at our church, and I'm going to a different one for just a remembrance Mass. That's all.
That's very sweet.
For me.
Yeah. All right. Well, happy birthday, Dad. I know he's happy.
Yep.
Except that Bears game.
Except the Bears game. Yeah, Dad, by the way, hang on. Long as we got you on the line, Dad. You couldn't have helped out with that? It must have been in the heavenly bathroom when that kick was blocked on Sunday.
Oh, my God. I imagine the heavenly bathroom. Oh, my God.
Oh, I imagine the heavenly bathroom all the time, Mom. I am your husband's son, after all.
Ball Talk.
With John's mom, Bonnie.
Refresh my memory. Did we cover fantasy football at all in that segment?
Well, she lost.
Okay.
I think a little bit just about the bear, Goofy.
Yeah, she calls me Goofy, but it's said with love. Thanks, Mom. See you Thanksgiving. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON. A lot of people agreeing with me. That never happens. So I'm very shocked that sentence even came out of my mouth. But in this case, we can all agree, I think, that Jackson Merrill was robbed yesterday.
What do you mean?
Jackson Merrill was not named the National League Rookie of the Year after an amazing, astounding year. Paul Skeens from the Pirates was, and that's fine. He had a great year, too. He started the All-Star game.
What do you think caused them to pick him over Jackson Merrill?
I mean, there could be a lot of things. First of all, he's a dominant pitcher. He did well. He started the All-Star game. And lots of people think East Coast bias is also a part of this. They all, East Coast always kind of gets the better edge of the deal. I have no idea. I have absolutely no idea. Jackson Merrill played, 156 games. Skeens, well, a fabulous pitcher, pitched every 5 days. I'm not taking away what a magnificent season he, too, had. But as far as most valuable to his team day in, day out, what? I'm sorry. I'll say it again. What?
No, I like the better.
I was shocked.
I'm annoyed because I've been so impressed with Jackson Merrill just because of the maturity that came from such a young individual and that everyday determination to not only go out there and do his best, but have fun doing it. That's what I got from Jackson Merrill. Yeah. And he was good.
You know what? The only person that really doesn't care too much about this is Jackson Merrill. He just wants to win. He's just going to show up every day and do what he does.
Okay.
And we got him. So he's our Rookie of the Year. And you know what? Next year, Jackson, just get the MVP for the World Series.
There you go.
We'll call it even.
Yes. That's a good call, John.
All right, let's do this.